Driving into North Battleford from Battleford, there is a sign that says that you're going to North Battleford, but it's fallen over because we had a really bad storm, like about a week ago, I think. And the sign fell over, like both the legs bent back, and it's just completely fallen over. And right now, it's just making me laugh because right now it looks like the ramp, like a ramp in a snowmobiling game for the PS2. I don't know, it had me laughing earlier. I don't know. I was thinking about eating a pear soon because I haven't had a pear in a while. My mom never gets pears because she always says like, oh, like they rot too quickly. They're rock hard for a long time. And then they ripen too quickly. So we never get pears. I haven't had a pear in a long, long time. Instead, I just have to like go to work and like hope like a MILF comes in and then maybe I can enjoy the shape of one at least. But other than that, yeah, my parents don't be buying pears. Kind of a sad thing. Yep. Spent all weekend getting fucking drunk with the dogs. That was fucking sweet. That was nice. Liam introduced us to one of his friends. And I spent the whole time like screaming in her face like Freddy Fazbear. Which is very funny. It's basically the only thing I like to do, when meeting a female. I gotta scream in this girl's face, 100 times. And not like shouting anything specifically. I mean, literally making noises like Freddy Fazbear, like a Freddy Fazbear jump scare. That's sort of my area of expertise, meeting a female. What else is cooking? Glass in a damn Halloween treats is always fun. That was always a thing, like when you were a kid and you'd get like a you go trick or treating. And then you come home and your parents would have to check your candy. I always assumed there was some real effort like going into it, but I think they were just running their fingers through it and like looking at it. Like it'd be very if you were meticulous enough to put something sharp in a kid's candy, I imagine you'd probably try to do a good job. You would try to make it somewhat undetectable. There's always that old wives' tale of like, oh, don't if you get an apple, don't eat it because there might be nails and razors in it. But I don't. Yeah, I don't know. I just assume it's very silly advice because I think if you've got a whole bag of candy and you get an apple. What are the odds that you're gonna eat that? That's gonna go bad before anyone even thinks about touching that. A fucking cocksucking apple? What am I, Laura Ingalls? Like the apple was the worst perpetrator, allegedly. The other thing was that people would put drugs in there. But I don't think who's putting drugs in goddamn candy. That's a lot of money just to throw away and waste on some kids. If you're going to give drugs to kids, like if I'm going to give drugs to kids, I want to see it. I want to see how they react. I would not like to, you know, what is, you're spending the money to give drugs to kids and then you're not going to watch them take the drugs. Like if you're going to like make a kid take like 50 tabs of LSD, I want to be there to see it. You know? What's like the logic there? You know? If you give all this LSD to this kid and you get him like hooked on LSD or you fuck him up or whatever, you know, and he's addicted or whatever. And I guess he can't be addicted to LSD, but if you know, a lot of the lore behind it is that they're trying to get like addicts and all that sort of thing. They're trying to get you addicted so that they can make an addict out of you so that you can become a customer. But who's doing that? And how do you do that? How do you make a customer out of them long term? Even if, you know, whatever drugs you were giving these kids and their Halloween candy were addictive, are you putting your number in there also and saying like, hey, if you want to feel this good again, you gotta fucking hit my line? Very strange to me. I really don't like wearing my winter jacket. I'm really happy about how nice it's about to get. I think it's March right now, so we're about a third through March, so spring is upon us, I think. But also in Saskatchewan, it's constantly like, oh, here comes spring, and then we have another like 3 months of winter. And winter came late this year, like really late. So I'm wondering if it's not gonna be snowing in May. I would not be surprised, honestly. What's the deal with handicap parking? You know? What's the deal with that? Why is that such a problem? You know? Why do you need to be verified as a cripple to use a handicap spot? That should be up to interpretation. What is the idea there that it's easier for them to get in? Like they have to struggle a little less. I mean, if they're that handicapped, how, you know, they're probably conked out on like opiates. So why should they get to park closer? They're either like mentally handicapped or they're in an enormous amount of pain, paralyzed, whatever. But they're on opiates. So what is the, I don't get the, why they get to park closer. And then it's like, well, why does it end where it ends? Why is it only 2-3 parking spots that are handicapped and not, you know, the whole parking lot? Why don't we have, if we need to treat handicapped people with more, we need to give them more privileges, why not make like average civilians park on like Jupiter or something, and then have a whole stairway that connects from Jupiter to Earth. That's just a very strange, it's not a double standard, it's sort of a, yeah, it's sort of a double standard, I guess. Whenever I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I am in paradise. I'm gonna miss my fucking boys. In Saskatoon for the whole week, just big pimping, chilling out, fucking letting it loose with the boys, letting the chopper sing with the boys, clowning with the boys. And now it's like, because I've been on vacation, so now it's like, okay, back to sort of like my mediocre, boring, like loveless, empty life. So I'm trying to like mentally recalibrate for that. I'm trying to put myself in a place where I can not want to kill myself going back to work and all that. But, yeah, that's going to be bleak. That's going to be bleak. Just being like, feeling the most understood I've felt in like a long, long time. Like, a long time. Just such a long time. And then, yeah, just going back to like, talk, like hanging out with like old people all day. Like old, like fat farmers all day. And they got their perks. Some of them are like funny guys. Some of them are like cool guys. Some of them are like cool, sort of like misogynist, racist figures. So they're not all bad, but a lot of them are pretty exhausting to be around. I don't know. I'm Yeah, well, I'm trying to recalibrate and just keep hustling. That's all you can do. That's really all you can do is just keep hustling and hope that someday someone cares enough to, you know, pull you out the mud, give you a helping hand. But I think it's going to be a while before that happens. We'll see. We'll see. What else is cool? Yeah. I had like fucking, I literally had like 8 beers last night, and then I also had a full bottle of Baby Duck. I guess it's going crazy. Going full Freddy Fazbear mode, dude. All night. And I was like, oh, I don't want to be hungover tomorrow, though. So then I had 6 glasses of water, woke up. Dude, blessings, blessings. No hangover. That's kind of the tough thing is you've got to, when you get that drunk where you like, you just can't go to bed sick, I think. Like if you go to bed like feeling like you're going to throw up, you're going to wake up hungover. But if you stay up long enough to not need to throw up, and then you wait that long, and then after that, you drink a bunch of water, an amount of water that almost makes you sick, and then you go to bed, you're gonna be right as rain, I reckon. And this is probably obvious. This is probably an obvious thing for a lot of people, but me, I'm sort of this amateur. Like drinker. I don't know that much. I'm still figuring this shit out. But that's kind of what I figured out this weekend. Yeah. Yeah. Starting to realize that this shit needs to be like, I don't know. It was nice having a break from all the things that I've been doing, like the podcast and writing, just to like be away from it for a second and just to understand, like, oh yeah, it's a lot simpler than I made it out to be. Like, this realistically is just talking. If I'm making sounds and I'm not making any, and if I'm making sounds and I'm not making any jokes that I don't feel like are defendable, I'm doing like a good job on this, I reckon. You know? And then with the book, it's like, how like difficult is this shit? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm always thinking about like how much more complicated I can make it and all that. And it's like, no, just like fill the pages with shit. Like, I'm such a picky person. It's like, I'm not gonna put something out if it's like completely useless and terrible. So it's like, just fill the pages with dog shit and then just see what is, you know, worth salvaging. Like this, I've just been over complicating this, all this shit, all this art shit. This art shit is really not that, this art shit's really not that complicated. And so it's nice to step away from it. I've been looking at the elephant too closely. What's that phrase that you're looking at? You're looking at an elephant too closely, and then you pull it back, oh, it's an elephant? What's that phrase? I don't know. But there's a big, huge elephant, and I was looking at it, and I was trying to figure out, is this an elephant? And then I took 2 days off, and I came back and looked at it, and I realized, oh, I just need to stand further away so I could see that, oh, this is an elephant. This wrinkled skin isn't like the testicles of a mummy. This isn't some sort of ancient pharaoh ball skin sort of situation. This is an elephant. But if it was, an ancient pharaoh ball skin sort of thing, I would have to applaud how well it was preserved. I'd have to give props where props were due. And I'd wonder if it wasn't a damn prop from a damn movie because, if it's moist enough to, if an ancient pharaoh's ball skin is soft enough and moist enough at this point to be comparable to an elephant skin, that's like a master class in preservation. Like, whatever they did to Pharaoh's ball skin to make it comparable to that, I would sh it must be studied, I reckon. Do they still have pharaohs, or is Egypt just like a some president? It's not. What if the president of Egypt wasn't a president? It was just like an Anubis, and like one of those wolf dog guys. What do those wolf dog guys do? Are they? I think they're sentient. I think there are two kinds of Anubis, where it's a cat. It's a cat. It's a man with a cat's head. And then the golden headdress, and then I think there's also just the Anubis where it's a big cat, and he sort of his big spiky penis comes out, and he fucking shoots hot cat rope all over the all, got hat, hot cat chode load all over the damn place, and my mouth, and your butler's asshole, your Chinese transfer students. Asian pussy, because she's mixed white and Asian. It's not a transfer student at all. Your dad cheated on your mom with an Asian woman. I just thought I'd give you the background to that joke. But I think there are two Anubises, and I think also Pharaoh was kind of a nasty freak, wasn't he? Weren't they having damn sex all the damn time? You better not have. If I ever find out that Pharaoh had sex one time, I'm gonna throw up. So there was, because there was Cleopatra. Okay, but you know what? If it was within, if they got married, then that's okay. If these historical figures from thousands of years ago got married, I won't be mad. If they got married and then had sex, I won't be mad. If they didn't get mad, or if they didn't get married and I found out about them having sex, I'd be really mad and I'd freak out and I'd lose my mind. I'd go, these people are evil and they need to be washed down the toilet. Glug, 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 glug. That's the toilet pouring down the down the shithole. Because if I ever find out that they had sex for marriage. And then I will jizz. And then I will find, I will go back in time and I will jizz to it. I will, do cuckold porn on, myself, where I pretend that I got married to Cleopatra and I whack off to, Pharaoh's big black penis going into Cleopatra's hot, wet pussy. It's sort of my feeling. I know I'm not a, I know I'm not like a great historian. I don't know too much, but what's cool about history is you can kind of just guess. And if something happened that you don't like, you can just change it. That's sort of white privilege. And so I'm going to use it as much as I can. And I'm going to say, yeah, Pharaoh and Cleopatra were English white people. They were the kind of white where if they stay out for 30 seconds that they get a sunburn. Like a ginger. They were ginger. Pharaoh and Cleopatra were ginger, and I know that's a controversial opinion, but they were pure white. But that being said, Pharaoh, he wasn't much into Cleopatra. He preferred sort of he preferred a juicier, you know, bit of jiggle to his to the wiggle. And so he would always order a big black queen to cream pie now and again. He said, let me get he would look on a menu of women that he could order as concubines, sex whore, sex hole slaves, and he would say, I'll take the ebony one. The big ebony BBW solo squirt session. And she would squirt all over Pharaoh's naked penis. And he would stand there and she would squirt on the underside of his cock. And he would rub it in like lotion. But I'm just sort of reporting the facts. Being a like revisionist is basically like the only way to like live your life. You have to like lie about everything, I think. Because it's the only way that you can gain power. That's how societally we gain power, is through storytelling. And so if you change the facts of what happened, then you gain power because you go, oh, these guys had these guys, this side of the battle, they had a bunch of vaginas and we had a bunch of penises. And then everybody goes, okay, well, obviously the guy side is right, and so it was good when they killed when they butchered that other side. And there's no way, no two ways about it, really, if we're being honest. Yeah. I was thinking about how strange it is that in like African countries, they'll like circumcise. Some African countries, they'll like, there's like a big thing about like they gotta circumcise females. I think that's super funny because, well, like a woman-sized clit is hard enough to find on its own, but I can't imagine making it a mission to find baby clit. What a nightmare. Are you kidding me? Call the whole thing off. Call the whole thing off. You're going on like an impossible, you're setting an impossible task upon yourself. Don't you realize? I don't know. That's just my two cents. Stop with the female circumcision. At least wait till they're of age and then say, "Can I look at your adult clit and cut it off?" And you better get consent. They better say yes, or else you can't do it. That's my take. Sorry, Africa. That's just how I feel. I don't think you should cut off baby clitorises. It's just my two cents. You don't gotta do it or nothing. I have limited power and all that sort of thing. That's just my two cents. I don't know. Yeah, so that's what I'm sort of thinking. I haven't stayed in a hotel in a long time, and that's a kind of a bummer. There's something nice about hotels, at least when you first get in them. I think hotels are really nice when you first walk in there and you go, "We have this room all to ourselves. Me and my family, we get to stay in a room that's the size of our living room, all of us, all at the same time. Cool. Cool. Wow. Been a long time since I've had that luxury. But I just don't be going on trips. I'm a poor, poor, poor guy. I'm the poorest guy around. I've had to take up damn shoe shining to make a goddamn extra buck. That's my side hustle, is I shine shoes. I have to shine shoes or I don't eat this week, you know? It is kind of nice though, shining shoes, because it's always like, you shine a fat guy's shoes and he just kind of, he has to take your word for it, so you can save a little polish. That's kind of nice. Because even in my business endeavors, small as they may be, I skimp like the big companies do, where you go, "Oh, this food is awesome." You'll be an 8-year-old kid and you'll be like, "Whoa, this food is awesome." And then you go open it up like 5 years later and it's the tiniest thing ever. That's very strange to me. I do get that it's a money saving technique, but the idea, it's very strange that like most companies don't have like any dignity to their like products. Like they'll save some money to like and like make something objectively worse. That's very strange to me. It's like, why don't you try to maintain the dignity of your company and do the same sort of thing and make a little less money? But I don't know. I guess like the CEOs aren't eating like pizza pops and fucking toaster strudels. like if you own those companies, you're not like eating the you're not using the product. What's that phrase about the drug dealers and the you don't we don't try our own smack. We don't try our own good a good good. But if you're eating caviar, you don't care what's if you own Pizza Pop, the Pizza Pop company, you're not going, you're eating caviar. You're not going like, oh, we gotta make it like this because I still eat these and I still enjoy these. You're going, how do we make more money? So I can eat more caviar and all that sort of thing. Make things yummy. Keep making things yummy. Keep making things the same size and yummy. I remember eating Pizza Pops before, like 5 years ago. The Hawaiian ones were really fucking good. I'm not enormously huge on Hawaiian pizza, but it can be yummy. It's like maybe like top four pizzas. Like flavors. It can be nummy though. But I remember eating the eating the Hawaiian Pizza Pops, and then 1 month my dad got them again, and they were like they changed the meat in them. Like it used to be this like delicious ham sort of thing. And now it's some weird, like shitty, like bacon, like fake bacon or something. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's real bacon, but they changed the meat. I don't know what. I don't remember what meat it is, but it's some weird, strange meat. And it used to be like a delicious little treat, and now it's substantially less delicious. I don't know. But I don't. I listen. I don't know anything about making money. It's just kind of. It sucks that like things get shittier, like inevitably. Like whatever you're eating, it's inevitably gonna become, what like whatever foods you like, it's inevitably gonna get worse because companies like want to make more money. So they try to like skimp as much as they can. They make like a really great like product from the start. And then they just start to skimp and make it dog shit like on purpose. That's very crazy to me to like make something dog shit on purpose. But I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just a sleepy old boy who's like jacked off like 4 times today. That Reddit will lock you the fuck in. You'll fucking zero in on some Reddit, dude. Get on Reddit porn. Something sinister to it, dude. Something beautifully sinister to it. Oh, I'm such a eepy damn boy. I need to find another girl to baby talk with and go ba ba ba. I'm eepy, I'm tired, I'm just a little baby, I'm widow baby, and your mama. That's what I need to do. Yeah. Talking like a baby. You know how babies talk, where they go, you know, woman, you're sort of this mommy type figure in my life. That's how babies talk. They go, you're sort of this, they do it like a like you're they're puffing on a cigarette. They go, bitch, you're sort of this mommy type figure in my life. That's how they talk. They talk like the baby, and babies talk like all babies talk like the baby and the baby guy in Who Framed Roger Rabbit. These are the facts. Yeah, I'm just eepy baby, and I just wanna kiss 100 girls and Love on our girls and do thigh job and do butt job. I'm doing butt job on a girl. I'm squishing her cheeks together and I'm doing a big butt job. I cream pie all over the tattoo she got of her daughter's name. I'm just sort of coming all over it. That's sort of my area of expertise. Yeah. Anyways, we talked about a lot today. We talked about capitalism. We talked about rewriting history to gain power. We talked about pear-shaped women. Angels. One thing I will say I am sorry about is I haven't talked like at all almost about like diarrhea or eating shit or fucking shit or fucking your own shit log or turning your shit log into a sex log where you can fuck it and fuck shit light. I'm sorry about that. I know how much that was like appreciated by everybody who listened to this podcast. And I started veering off and I started talking about, I don't know, I'm sort of on this high horse lately, and I really am sorry that I don't talk more about like sex with your feces and all that sort of thing. I know that is like filling a rubber glove full of your own shit and then have and freezing it and having sex with the rubber glove, carving a hole out, like a guy trying to go ice fishing and where he drills a hole out and figuring out the width of your penis and this the diameter of your penis and then finding a drill that's of a slightly just slightly smaller diameter and then drilling the hole into the sex hand glove and fucking jizzing all over it. And I'm sorry. And making sure to eat lots of protein so the log is extra bumpy. So the shit log is even better and all that sort of thing. I'm sorry about that. That's my bad. Adding nuts and corn for sort of a ribbed adventurous texture and consistency. I'm very sorry that I don't talk about that much anymore. Maybe next episode I'll work on some good poop material and good poop sex fetish stuff where because everybody thinks the cool thing about poop and sex is everybody thinks it's funny. And everybody thinks it's hot. It's like bellies where it's something that's universally loved and it's like a cute thing. And people are not, people might listen to you talk about bellies, but people don't really want to hear you talk about shit. That's completely not true. People want to hear you talk about shitting. More than they even want to hear you talk about bellies. They don't like you being too relatable and like, talking about your own angles. They sort of just want to hear you say something that anyone could say. That's what people want. And so I will try on the next episode to become sort of the, what I want to become is a statue of shit. Like a human statue. I want somebody to erect a statue of human shit modeled after my likeness, so I could be a shit icon, and say Aaron fought in all the wars and he used log to he killed Adolf Hitler. He killed Adolf Hitler. With his log, he stabbed him in the temple, and the shit log was visible like a SpongeBob gag behind his behind the whites of his eyes. Just all sorts of like cool heroic things. And this is why we made a big shit log statue to memorialize him. Even though he's still alive, we want to honor him. So that's my goal. I love y'all. Please make this statue happen. Please. Please. I've been working so hard for this shit log fucking statue. Please, guys, make this happen. I love you so much. Goodbye.